Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. British Bible scholar Tom Wright tells a story about Sir Oliver Franks. Franks served as the British ambassador to the U.S. following the Second World War. And as ambassador, he was in daily communication with the U.S. president on one side of the Atlantic and the Prime Minister of Great Britain on the other. Frequently, he needed to expedite urgent top-secret messages from Washington to London and back again. And since telephone lines could be bugged, he used a diplomatic bag filled with documents that was flown across the Atlantic every day. This was how Sir Oliver Franks kept these allies informed and connected. However, when a message was exceptionally confidential and utterly top-secret, he wouldn't trust it to a bag of documents that everyone knew was important. He would put it in an envelope. And as we would say today, he would send it snail mail, a very important message delivered in an ordinary, unremarkable envelope. This is what the Apostle Paul was saying when he wrote, "But we have this treasure in earthen pots, so that the extraordinary quality of the power may belong to God, not to us." In other words, there should be no confusing the content of the envelope with the envelope itself. The treasure is the message of the gospel, and for some reason, God has entrusted that message to fragile earthen vessels. Too many times, we look at the envelope, at the messenger, rather than the message. That's what the Corinthian Christians were doing. They were looking at Paul, who for all his significant strengths, had all kinds of weaknesses as well. "You're missing the point," Paul says. "The point is not me. The point is the message. It's not the envelope. It's the letter." And yet the apostle also affirms that for some reason, God has placed this great treasure in the hands and voices of earthen vessels. And in that affirmation, my friends, we can see the awesome trust God has in each of us. More trust than we have in ourselves, I might say. As fragile and breakable as we are chosen to be His messengers. Ponder that for a moment. Because it means that in every ordinary and unremarkable act of love, kindness, humility, and service, the extraordinary and remarkable love of God is known among us. Who would have thought all this could happen through clay pots like us? Only God, and that's all that matters.